This is Deanna Hart, Assistant Editor with American City and County Magazine, and I am speaking with Bob Forgeits, the Town Manager for Springfield, Vermont. And thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for calling.
What was your reaction after Springfield, Vermont was chosen to host the Simpsons movie premiere?
Well, I think most of us were somewhat surprised, but you know, happy because we had succeeded, and we're a small community. We came into this thing late, and we were successful in getting more votes than the other 13 municipalities.
What was the process of submitting having a submission to the competition?
Okay, Fox, the movie studio, originally selected 13 municipalities in the U.S. named Springfield. There were more than that, but they through some process, picked 13. Our Springfield, Vermont, was not included. Our chamber contacted Fox and said, you know, can we be included? After 2-3 weeks, heard back that yes, we could. But a process was starting where each Springfield municipality had to prepare a 3 to 5 minute video about their town or city, and submit it as part of voting through USA Today. And we were a little bit late in getting started because we were late in being accepted into the mix. But the town put together, town and chamber put together a video in about 2 days. We had to close out part of downtown where part of this was done. The theme, if anybody hadn't seen it, is Homer chasing this giant pink frosted donut, which is like a big inner tube around town, and it goes by Springfield Savings and Loans. It goes in and out of Springfield Library, various places, the name of Springfield. And ultimately, there are people in town that are upset with Homer because he's making a nuisance of himself, and they start banding together and are starting to chase him with clubs and brooms and everything. And it ends up at the Springfield Theater. And just at that moment, someone comes out of the theater and says, come on in, the movie's starting, as if it was going to be the Simpsons movie.
What do you think set Springfield, Vermont, apart from the other cities that were in the competition?
Well, I think that there were a number of people who have said that our video was better than the other videos. I don't know on that because I haven't seen all of the other videos. I think that one thing that we had going for us is we're a small town in a small state, and in a small town, news travels fast. That we were in this contest, and there's some hometown pride here that we've got to do the best we can. And people contacted relatives, friends. I emailed a couple of my sisters and said, you know, go in on the internet and vote for us if you can. And the governor of the state got behind the thing, and he voted for us at a press conference where there was coverage of that. I think that was the biggest factor, the small town, small state.
How do you think the real Springfield differs or is similar to the fictional Springfield that's featured in The Simpsons?
Right. I would say, you know, from what I've seen of the show, the fictional Springfield is probably a little bigger than Springfield, Vermont, but there are some similarities in a number of places, businesses that have the name Springfield on them. We don't have a nuclear power plant in Springfield. We have one just down the interstate a short ways, so that it would be driving distance so that Homer could live here, work there, drive back and forth without a problem. I think that you can associate some of the characters that you see in The Simpsons with with people in town, and that's not negative. It's just, I think you can just do it.
How did the town prepare for the event? What were some of the major tasks that had to be coordinated?
We had 10 days from the dates that we were notified that we had won to the date of the world premiere. And the chamber, Patty Chafee, the executive director of the chamber, spearheaded the thing, but a number of us were all working together, including people from the state, Vermont Film Commission, Vermont Economic Development, Vermont Chamber, and we pulled it off in 10 days. But you had a lot of things that you had to prepare for. The parts that I think I was most concerned with were things like parking, traffic, safety, those, and through a cooperative effort between the Vermont State Police, the County Sheriff's Department, and the town, we were prepared.
Do you have any estimates on how many people attended the premiere?
It's hard for me to estimate, but the figures that I've heard were 4,000 to 5,000 people, and we had absolutely no idea of how many to expect. And we were hearing estimates that you could have 10,000 people there. We had a good crowd at 4,000 to 5,000. It filled the downtown square area where the theater is, and a bank parking lot where the festivities all took place. We had about 30 vendors with food, T-shirts, gift items, that kind of stuff, and it turned out to be a really good day.
How do you think this event has been beneficial to Springfield?
How is it what?
How's it been beneficial to Springfield?
Well, there was a letter in a state newspaper Wednesday, I believe it was, from people that live about 50 miles from here, and they had never been to Springfield before. They came down because of the premiere, and they, I believe, had dinner here, and they said they're going to be back to try some of the other restaurants. And so I think that it's a thing that if they weren't here, they may come here because the name is out there worldwide right now. We have, each October, we have an apple festival here in town during apple harvest season, and I think that we probably will have a bigger crowd this year than we normally do because people will be here for the Apple Festival, but they also will be here because it's the home of the Simpson family. Now, Fox gave us this large yellow hand on a pedestal holding a pink frosted donut. It's probably about 8 feet tall that is in a little park area in front of the Springfield Theater. It's obviously won't be there forever, but it will be there, I would say, at least through the fall foliage season. And every day you go by and there are people having a picture taken with the yellow hand and the pink donut.
Great. Well, Bob, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.